have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Before we begin, I tell you there's nothing like worshiping the Lord and praising him in his hour. I promise you, just to open your mouth, hallelujah, is a blessing. And we give him all the praise on today. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad you could be with us on today. We honor you, the listeners, for listening in. So much to dig into today. Just want to give him praise, hallelujah, for all that he's done, all that he's going to do, and all that he's doing, my God, right now. Listen, if I were you, I'd open my mouth, hallelujah, and say so. My God, today, say something to give him praise and glory. We honor our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. What a powerful woman in the Lord she is. So humble, so loving. We love you so much on today, my God. On today, I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you for your love. And you know what? I'm trying to keep it together. He's just a waving like, thank you, like we're in the church. It's all good. Thank you, husband, for supporting me and supporting Elation Radio. We all love you. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? This podcast couldn't be what it is without you, the listeners, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and our Elation family. We honor you all on today. Listen, I am just so excited today. I'm trying to calm myself down. Nope, it's not my birthday yet. Nope. There's nothing big that has happened. I'm just grateful to be in the land of the living one more time. Hallelujah. Grateful for another week on Just For You. Grateful, hallelujah, that he reigns and he looks over every situation in our lives. Man, I'm telling you, if you think about just who he is and what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do, it brings praise, hallelujah, up in your spirit. So on today, we're going to be sharing some words of encouragement, but we also want us to relate to what season we're in. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Amen. It's important to understand the purpose and where things are, what it means, because it's important to know what you're listening to in this hour. Amen. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear, hallelujah, teaching that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. I want you to know that is exactly what Just For You is. I would love for you at this time to join us in a word of prayer. We can't do what we do without the Lord. We need him each and every day. We need him because of his presence, his power, his anointing. Oh, my God, everything that he is, We desire him to lead and guide us on today and every day of our lives. Please join us in a word of prayer. Abba, Father, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah, glory today. Hallelujah, glory to your name today. We honor you for who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, how you will do in each of our lives, oh God. We know that you reign, hallelujah. You are Lord, my God, today and in charge. You look, hallelujah, in the earth and see your seed. We say thank you for that on today, oh God. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins and give us hearts to forgive others. Lord, we lift up Israel right now. We lift up Gaza. We lift up what you're doing in the Middle East and what you're doing in the land, that your name may be great. Father, we may not understand everything, but what we do know is that you never, ever make a mistake. For that, we give you glory. Touch the heart of the one in their hour of bereavement and grief. Touch the one on their sick bed, whether at home, in a hospital, homeless, wherever they may be. Touch right now, God, the hearts of your people and those that don't even call your name. Move by your power on today. Show yourself strong and mighty. We ask that you lead us in this podcast. Give us the words to say. Give us what to do, oh God, that it may, oh my God, honor your presence the more. And Father, we are strengthened by your word on today. We are strengthened by David's testimony, God. We are strengthened to know that you sit high and look low, oh God. We pray, oh God, for provision for the homes of those that need you, those that are homeless, wherever anyone may be, that know the power that you have. We say thank you on today. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless Elation Radio. Bless our CEO and founder and visionary. Bless, oh God, every podcast. Bless, oh God, every family listening in. Bless, oh God, everywhere that we don't even know, God, but that they need a touch from you. Have your divine will and way and show us great and mighty things in your word. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father God, woo, God, I'm just grateful on today. Like I said, that we're here again, that he's blessed us. We're at the end, oh my God, of another year. I don't know about you, but what the enemy meant for bad, hallelujah, God meant it for our good. All things work together for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8 and 28. Listen, I come in the name of the Lord to encourage you on today. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his power. He's amazing. He's glorious. He's powerful. There is none like him. All right, you guys. I'm trying to call. Oh, but, oh, God, glorify his name. Oh, rejoice with me on today. He's so wonderful. Yes, he is. Each and every day, in our ups and in our downs, when it seems like we have and when we don't have, whatever is going on, he's God and he's good and I'm standing on it. I won't change my testimony about it. And on today, I want to share a word with you that we often go to the next psalm, But I want to talk about Psalm 22 today and conclude with Psalm 23. This is a very difficult time for David in his life. He's been ostracized. He's been mocked. Have you ever been ostracized and mocked in your life? And yet you know that even in the dirtiness, even in the filthiness, as we all, hallelujah, are saved by grace, that there was something about the moment of your sin that caused you to feel some type of way. Let's journey in Psalm 22 to hear what thus says the Lord. The word of God says this, my God, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version, okay? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Have you ever cried through the night, couldn't find any rest, didn't understand how something would turn out, didn't know what would come of a matter, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted, hallelujah, and were not ashamed, and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They that make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. My, 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 my. Let me read it again. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. Ever had an enemy or a scorner try to tell you about what your God can do? Ever try to make you feel like he's not coming through for you and make you feel some type of way? I'm here to decree and declare our God is God. He does what he says. He's all right with me, but more so, he's all right with you. He can do anything but fail. 9, yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you. My God, hear that word today. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth. And from my mother's womb, you have been my God. I want you to rest right there. From your mother's womb, you, my God, he's declaring you have been my God. What does a baby know about the presence of the Lord? What would make a baby remember his power, his grace, his anointing, and his presence? My, my, my. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I don't know about you, but to know something after you that scares you would put you in the mind of where David is right now. He felt the fear of what could encompass him. He felt the need to let the Lord know just how desperate, my God, today he was. Have you ever been desperate for the Lord where you knew, hallelujah, nobody, hallelujah, could do for you what he could do? Nobody can open doors like he can. Nobody can close doors like he can. But yet, you remember in your distress, he is God. He said, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart, my God, is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. Did you get that? Which was what happened to Jesus? David felt as if they pierced his hands and his feet. In other words, my God, the first time I've ever seen it to understand this in this scripture, he felt crucified. He felt the pain of bearing something and feeling as though the world had turned on him. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, my God, today, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly, hallelujah, quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. Here he's remembering all that God has done. Every now and then, we need to take a moment to remember all that the Lord, my God, all that the Lord has done in our lives. When we're pressed and when we are going through and when this time of year comes and someone may have just lost a loved one, someone else may be their first Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever they celebrate. Maybe this time of year reminds you how freezing cold it's getting ready to be. And maybe you need the Lord to be your heat. Maybe you need food in your refrigerator. Maybe you need your children to act right. Maybe you need to know that you have help when it seems like you're doing it all alone. Maybe you need a word from the Lord. 22, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. If you really fear him, in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your heartache, in the midst of your bad news, in the midst of whatever comes your way, I want you to know the word of God says to praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel, here he reminds Israel, don't be moved by what you see. The same fathers that called on him and he delivered them. In the midst of their sin, he made a covenant. That covenant could not be broken. Aren't you glad when he found you and me? He didn't forget his covenant. He didn't forget what he promised us. He promised us eternal life. He promised us he will be with us always. Aren't you glad that man can't stop what God says about your life? They can only pronounce what they know in their infinite small minds. My God, they have a mind that has a form of godliness, but can deny, oh my Lord, can deny the power thereof. I want you to be assured on today that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let's keep reading 24, for he is not despised or abhorred. The affliction, my Lord, today of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him. For all these religious folks who tend to believe if you go through anything that something's wrong with you, maybe you sin. Oh, I know it wasn't you. It was your mama. It was your daddy. It was somebody that caused sin to be upon you. But here the word says that his word reminds us, for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted, my God, shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your heart, my God, live forever. All the earth, oh my God, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And oh, not some of the families, not a part of the families, not the ones we think are marked, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship, my God, today, for kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship before him, my God, shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord. To the coming, my God, today, generation, they shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people, my Lord, today, yet unborn, that he has done it. Listen, I know we read Psalm 22 and 23, but this psalm blew me away. This psalm is one that only God can give you. I'm telling you to read this thing and understand who we are as the body, to be able to tell the Bibles to those that are yet unborn that he has done it. Do you know that when you prophesy into the atmosphere, how powerful it is? You know, I'm living on some of my great-grandparents' prayers. I'm living on some of my grandparents' prayers. I'm shown up living on some of my mama and my daddy's prayers. And those who loved me and were ordained to have an assignment in my life. Listen. When you were in the mother's womb, David declares he knew God since he was in his mother's womb. Does that make you wonder when a baby is born, the love, the anointing they have to bring people together? Isn't it something that when a child is born, even if it's to a teenage mother, how that baby, because of his purity, because of his love, because of his heart, can yield people together, bring them together in love. I'm telling you on today, David began Psalm 22 thinking about his woes, thinking about his pain, but when David began to remind himself how great and how majesty and majestic the Lord was, David found himself in a place of praise. Are we finding ourselves in a place of praise? Do we understand the joy that David had when he heard the word and reminded himself that he then turned from what he felt at that moment to understanding who God really, really was? I believe it's a reminder to us that no matter where we are at this particular time in our life, that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. That he reigns not over your church, not just over your house, but over all the nations, the Bible says. And everyone, all the families, the Bible says, will worship him. See, they may not call his name right now, but when he appears and when things shift, like the word says, they will know he was yet real. But while we have the power in our mouth, in our voice, to decree a thing, and it shall be established, we decree salvation in our families. We decree wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We decree strategies to win a dying world for the Lord. When we align ourselves with the word of God, we see his hand move. Before the end of this year, for those that are in relationship with him, have you made a declaration throughout the year of what you wanted God to do to win others to the kingdom? Have you set your mind besides the natural goals, the things we call our resolution, on something bigger and better for the kingdom of God? We really serve a real king, one who loves us, who cares about what is important to each and every one of us. But can I make a disclaimer? The wisdom is in serving. As we seek his face and hear his will, the world is changing. It takes us hearing him and not just doing what we desire to do, that he may be ultimately glorified. He will ask you to do things sometimes that make absolutely no sense for where you are at that time in your life. But can I tell you, it's never about us. It is always about him. Has he asked you this year for something near the end of the year that you yet have not given him? I want to remind you, like David reminded himself, there's yet still time. He yet has something more for each and every one of us. When David reminded himself of the goodness of the Lord, he found himself in a place where he would have to understand there's something more. As a believer, do you ever tell yourself, there's something more? I'm hungry for something more. I need the Lord to do more. That happened to David right when he was in the midst of his pain. See, this is why we can't always get angry with God because of what we feel in the midst of pain. That pain will remind you of a day when he was reigning supremely in your life. It will remind you that he's the comforter, the keeper, and our Father. And reminding ourselves that, we will quickly turn from the pain that we're in, even though it's breaking our hearts, even though it hurts so deeply, to say, we worship you and we give you glory. This time of year is always super sensitive to me because I recognize why people are erecting trees, making their homes beautiful. There's someone without a home. I recognize that some senior can be at home alone because maybe their spouse has died. Maybe no grandchildren come to the home. There are families that are blessed to have the dinners and do the things that they do, whether it's on a specific day, every day. But do we remind ourselves while we're picking out our gifts, while we're doing those things that the season dictates should be done, that someone needs a phone call? Someone needs a real expression of love. It could be a neighbor that seems like they're as mean as they could be. It could be a young person that you see going down the wrong path. It could be yourself, where you just come to the conclusion there's nothing good left. There's so many things going on. You feel overwhelmed. I want to remind you how David turned from Psalm 22 into Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Come on now. Isn't that a far cry from all that he said in Psalm 22? Isn't that a place of comfort and understanding? Even after his tears were falling, he felt like his bones and everything were out of joint. He felt as if he was forgotten about, mocked and scorned. 3, he restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For who his name saith? He didn't do this just to do it for me. He didn't do it just to do it for you. He did it for his name. Remember what David said, that it'll be to the unborn generation that we will tell what he has done. Think about that. Before your children came, somebody believed in the family that he was God. He was Abba Father, ever close, a protector, a keeper, a daddy, a protector and a keeper, a provider, and more. Somebody knew in the family there was something that happened when they prayed. And so for all those that were under the sound of their voice, we had the ability to hear what really took place in the heavenlies on earth. We had the opportunity to know that he loved us beyond words. We had that opportunity. That when others came in our family, we could share. And when other things entered in that were not like him, we could discern. And we could pray and ask the Lord to do his perfect will. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. May have gotten a letter in the mail, may have gotten a bad report, may have seen some trouble somewhere, may have experienced something that just showed it would cause devastation. But here the word reminds us, you are with me. It becomes personal. And this is where we move from religion to relationship. That's all David was doing in Psalm 22, moving from the aspects of the ritualities of life into relationship. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Isn't that a word right there for those that have the spirit of impartation? With anointing us with oil and prophesying over our lives, what thus saith the Lord. But this right here says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. That means it's personal. That means it's just for you. That means he's doing it just for me. Would you want the Lord to anoint your head? That your cup, my God, today would overflow. That it concludes with six. We say it all the time. We've rehearsed it over and over. We've been taught it since a child. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not some of the days, not when I'm feeling bad, not when things seem like they're hopping and popping, not when it seems like, listen, all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These two psalms literally can shift your life. To read each of them, understand the word they're saying to you. It goes into your heart. First of all, it goes into your ears. Then it goes into your mind and your heart. Then it resolves in your heart for you to take action. This is why we use biblical principles, so that we may hear, read, look at it for ourselves to make an informed decision. And as we make a decision, here's your promise. Surely, goodness and mercy, follow me. It becomes personal. All the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know you're in a hospital. I know you may be in a home. I know you may have to be away from your family. But he said in his word, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Be assured today, the Lord has not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about where you are, what you're going through, how you need him. He hasn't forgotten about who he's going to send your way. He hasn't forgotten about how he's going to build, how he's going to tear down, how he's going to make things be what they need to be in our lives. He hasn't forgotten about the yes that we gave him. He hasn't forgotten about that you've fallen off the bandwagon. Maybe you feel you're so far from God, he would never, ever pick you up. Can I dismantle the lie of the enemy? He loves you. He loves me. And he's concerned about us all. Why? Because it says something to know when you're at your lowest. Even though he is at his highest, he's willing to meet us wherever we are. I love the word of God because it heals us, it strengthens us, it comforts us. It helps us. It challenges us. It rebukes us. It corrects us. It does everything it's supposed to do. that it even mirrored the relationship that Jesus had on the earth. He's my elder brother. I call him my elder brother. I can talk to him about anything, but I know our daddy is in charge. Abba, Father. Understand today that the Lord loves you. Understand today, just like the woman at the well, he will do a private consultation to touch your heart. Understand today, he makes no mistakes. He's real. He's real. And this is a personal decision. When you feel lonely, when you feel hurt, when you feel like life is weighing you down, remind yourself David once felt that way. And David decided to think of all the goodness of the Lord, that it could shift the trajectory of his life. You and I are like David. We can make a decision in the midst of our hurt and our pain to become more than we would ever know. Yes, Lord. He is Lord. So I encourage you today to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. No, help is nigh. No, the joy of the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10, is your strength. No, he'll never fail you. And he's only a prayer away. I pray this week's exhortation has encouraged you and strengthened you to understand no weapon formed will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. None. Remind yourself, like David, what he did for David, he can do for you. There are people who the world shut their lives down, but God gave them another chance. He gave me another chance. He gave you another chance for us to tell the unborn generations how great and how mighty he is. Can we just take a moment, Lord, for all of those in our family that covered us in prayer, that spoke our names in the ears of the Lord when we were in our mother's womb. They took the time to decree and declare that the family would be well. Remind yourself, no matter how many degrees, no matter how far we gained and profited in this world, the Bible says, it reminds us, what profited a man, woman, boy, or girl, to gain the whole world and lose their soul? So I want to remind you to the kingdom. Hold fast to his word. Hold fast to all that he's going to do. He's able through anything but fail. All right? He's able to make a way out of no way and show up in your life. Thank God for your neighbor that watched over you. Thank God for those that God sent on assignment to help you in your life. And if they're still alive today, make sure you say thank you. Make sure you appreciate them. Make sure they know that you are grateful. The Lord is our keeper. So I thank you for listening in on this week's exhortation. I want to say to you, if this is your birthday month, the month of December, yes, it is a great month, it is. If it's your birthday month, we want you to know here, it's just for you. And Elation Radio, we celebrate your birthday. I want you to know whether you're 1 or 101, we say God bless you on your born day. We want you to know maybe it isn't your birthday, but this is a month of celebrations for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. Maybe you started a book, or maybe you've done a business plan, something that you promised yourself you would achieve and do. I want you to know we're celebrating here at Just For You and Elation Radio. On the other side, there's a time when things happen that we need prayer, we need help, we need the Lord to lead us and to guide us. We want you to be assured on today that he is there. Just like in Psalm 22, as David cried unto the Lord, we too can cry unto him and know that he is there. Maybe you're going through where you need provision and there just seems to be no help. Nah, I want you to know he is the help. He can make all things possible. And we agree and decree today that whatever we all need, he will supply. And we thank him in advance for his and his mercy towards us. We want to say we appreciate you for all that you've done, all that you're about to do, how you're doing it. We thank you that you make a way out of no way for all of our lives. He is awesome. I want you to also know that as you're praying and going through your various situations, please don't forget to check on the elderly, the youth, your family members, your friends. Pray for your enemies. Pray. Job even prayed for his friends, and the Bible records that he blessed them. Please continue to lift those that are saved up as well as those that are unsaved. Remember that whatever you're called to complete in the year of 2023, that you need his guidance, his wisdom, his strategy. You should be praying that we finish strong and we finish well. I want you to pray for your 2024. There are so many people doing so many great things. And we're going to have them on next week. We're super excited about what God is doing in our city of St. Louis. We want you to know help is not. If you are in need, I want to give you some resources that you can check out in your local town or in the St. Louis area. United Way. You can look them up online. In the St. Louis area, we dial 211. It will give you an access operator who will be able to lead you to the resources that are needed and get you the help in the direction you need to go in. Please look them up. Please contact them. In this part of the year, there are so many people that need so many things. And believe me, it's bigger than gifts under the tree. please, by all means, support these local entities and ministries and community orgs that every year give, because it's about serving and helping. There's also the United Way as well as Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis has various programs to help with education, home ownership. They also assist with utility assistance, various programs to be able to help the community. For more information about Urban League, which is also a national program and entity, please look them up, Urban League. But in the St. Louis area, it is urbanleaguestl.com. St. Louis County Library are preparing for various entities to celebrate the holiday season. Each branch has different things going on. In the St. Louis County Library, they have diapers for toddlers. They have program and different things for youth after school. They are community access gates for various information to research, books to rent out, movies. Also, they have cool things for seniors to help them in their age bracket, as well as to be able to meet the needs of those who cannot access the local library. For more information, look them up at SLCL. I want you to know this is a high time of a lot of substance abuse because people cannot deal with life and all that these holidays bring and different things happening. So we want you to be aware of some organizations that service the community in such a way. We want to talk about Prevent Ed. They offer resources of information for the actual substance abuse, all of these things, preventative measures. We also are a substance abuse coalition with United Community Services. You can always find out more information about us at 314-405-1711. Also, we want you to be aware, in addition to those organizations, there are local churches, organizations that will provide assistance, prayer, to help families through in this season. Serving comes in various ways. It's bigger than just reading the scriptures. It's being hands-on as the Lord leads us in all of our callings to do whatever he's calling us to do. He just requires us to be faithful, all right, to give the best of your time to him. We also want you to know on Monday nights, meet us on Facebook Live with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It's on at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In addition to that, meet us back here on Elation Radio with the Just For You podcast, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, 5:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. That will be Eastern Standard Time. We want to remind you of all of our Elation information. You can access Elation Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, under our direction of Dr. Kenny Robinson, who so graciously gives of her love and her time to us. You can hear not only 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can look up all of the podcasts that are on Elation Radio under Elation Radio, under most, what do we call them, digital platforms. You can also hear uploads of the Just For You podcast as well as other podcasts on YouTube as well, Block Talk Radio, various entities that the Elation Radio is known for. I want you to know this year we did not have our elation honors. We are praying and preparing for next year. So we want to let you all know, join us in prayer as well as we are preparing for another year of service to the community. We want you also to be praying for Dr. Kenny Robinson, all of the leaders, pastors, people that are in leadership and authority. Please keep them in your prayers, including ourselves. Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright, all of your teachers, connections, whoever's in leadership, our president of these United States, our vice president, everyone needs prayer. Please keep them all in prayer. Pray for your local assemblies, connections, services where you're worshiping. Pray for our children and young people. Pray for the seniors, all right? Pray for those that have no one during this holiday season. For the doctors, the nurses that are working tirelessly, not only because of COVID, but other things that happen in the hospital. Please remember to pray for those around you, your family, your friends, and that we will continue to lift them up. We also want to pray that the Lord will do something special in this holiday season, that he will show himself large and in charge. We want to also announce, I know we're going to have him on as a guest at Bishop Holly of Grace Fellowship. They are preparing for their coat drive and annual holiday dinner. We'll bring him on so that he can speak candidly and openly about that. We're excited about that in the city of St. Louis, but it's open to all of St. Louis. We want to invite you to the Operation STL. This is their New Year's Eve Youth Night. What a blessing. It's an opportunity for parents' night out. You can drop your youth 11 to 18 off at the O'Fallon Recreational Center at 4343 West Florissant, St. Louis, Missouri, 63115. And also, they must register in advance so that they will know exactly how many children, we will know how many children are coming. So please, by all means, information, you can go to operationstl.com for this event. Local schools, community orgs, youth organizations are invited. If you're interested in volunteering, you must have a background check. There will be no adults allowed without a background check on the facility premises. Whether a parent or whether a youth leader, you must have a background check. Again, for more information, you can contact me, Michelle Wright, 314-405-1711. We'll be happy to share that information with you. Also, keep everyone lifted up in this time. We all need prayer. We're going to pray out and pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you, cover you, protect you during this time, as well as each and every day of our lives. Thank you again to Elation Radio and our beloved Dr. Kimmy Robinson and Elation family for all that you do during this season as well as year-round. Thank you, Pastor Donald Wright, for your prayers and your love, and for each and every one of you, the listeners. We are praying for you and your families, and we know that God is up to something good. Let us pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer in advance. Thank you for lifting bowed down heads. Thank you for showing the strength and your might in all of our lives. Thank you for being the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you that you never fail. You're always on time. You do the incredible at all times in our lives, whether we understand it or not. Thank you for helping us even the more. Show up and show out. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others. Lift up the heart that feels there is no hope, understanding you are hope. Lift up that mind that says and then spoken to themselves that they can't make it and they won't do anything to be any better because of what has been placed on them, spoken to them. Father, we decree and declare them whole and that help is nigh, that you will see about the brokenhearted. You will move by your power in the land. You will see about Israel. You will see about everything out of order and put it in order. You will bring hope and joy, and not only because this is what we need as people, but because your word declares it to be true. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you that you've forgiven us of our sins and gave us hearts to forgive others. Help us never to forget all that you've done so that we can always see and look to the hills from whence cometh our help, realizing all our help cometh from you, the Lord thy God. Thank you so much for what you've done, and thank you for what you're about to do and are doing right now. We love you so much. We appreciate you, and we don't take it for granted that we live, move, and have our being in you. Teach us and show us all the things that we need. We surrender to your will, O God, that you may show us all what you would have us to do, that we may be empowered and lifted up in you. We thank you for every ministry, our presidents, our leaders across the country. We thank you for pastors and those walking in authority in ministry, whether lay people or in position. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done, and we appreciate you the more. Have your divine way, and let the essence of your all permeated our lives, that someone else will come to know you. Thank you for saving on today, healing. Bless every listener live as well as the replay. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Until next time, may the King of Kings be with you all. Hallelujah.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. You told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my question. I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong. I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience. Lord,
change my heart.
As I lay before your face.